And now for the next feature. We have an update from Fabienne Fauzé, a warden for the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds on the UK's largest little tern colony, which is in Norfolk. The report is read by Christine Gillam.
The recent heatwave, as well as the start of the summer holidays, has brought many visitors to the East Norfolk coast. Each day we set up a telescope on the sand spit in front of the colony so that holidaymakers and walkers can see the progress of the little tern's breeding season. Most people are completely unaware of the existence of a rare seabird colony, but they're always fascinated to learn more and glimpse the chicks being fed sand eels or fish by the parents. One such visitor last weekend was Charlotte from Cambridge, who had come up to the East Coast for the weekend with her family. Charlotte was eager to look through the scope and witness the extraordinary sight of 280 chicks and fledglings running around the beach, listening out for the unique advertising call of their parents bringing back food. As the sun reached its peak position in the sky, the little tern colony was attracting the attention of numerous predators in the form of kestrel, hobby and black-headed gull. It's exhausting work, but we're just about managing to deter the kestrel, which has been a long-standing predator of little terns on the East Norfolk coast. Kestrels will only take small chicks from within the electric fence, and we're not alone in trying to scare them away. Little terns will rise up en masse and mob the kestrel until it's out of sight. However, the hobby is an altogether different animal. Like the little tern, it's a summer migrant to Britain and is a relatively late breeder, timing the hatching of its eggs to mid-July when there's plentiful food around in the form of swallows and swifts. Our hobby has recently discovered an alternative in the little tern. In 1 week, it had taken 21 chicks and fledglings and also one adult. No little tern, whatever their age, is safe. We're doing what we can to protect our winged wards from this interest from predators. You will spot us chasing them up and down the beach, shouting as we go. And of course, losing some of our brood is emotional. We really love these birds. We continue to be on constant alert because we know we're so close to fledging the whole colony now. We'll take no rest until as many of our little terns as possible begin to make their way back to West Africa with their families later in the summer. Wish us all luck.